One of the foremost interpreters of religion in American public life has died. Martin Marty was a writer, teacher, historian, and pastor. He was 97 years old. NPR religion correspondent Jason DeRose has this appreciation.
For more than half a century, Martin Marty was the go-to interview for journalists trying to make sense of some religious moment. Here he is on NPR in 1976, explaining what it might mean that a born-again Christian was entering the White House.
The Southern Baptist tradition at its best is one that doesn't want merging of church and state. And all you ever have to do to someone like Carter is to remind him that he might be tilting that way, and he would back off very fast.
And here's Marty a quarter century later on NPR talking about concerns that presidents take their oath of office on a Bible.
It is terribly offensive if you create the impression that other believers or non-believers can't be full citizens.
More recently, Marty helped listeners understand the fiery tone of Barack Obama's pastor during the 2008 presidential campaign.
A lot of Jeremiah Wright's rhetoric matches that of Martin Luther King. When you hear King accusing the nation for an unjust war in Vietnam or for segregating, it's just as harsh.
He was the primary spokesperson for religion in America.
Catherine Albanese was a PhD student of Martin Marty's at the University of Chicago.
He had a way of framing the story in ways that resonated.
Marty won a National Book Award for Righteous Empire, about the American Protestant tradition. He was a magazine editor and columnist and was awarded the National Humanities Medal for increasing the public understanding of religion. Albanese says, in the same way Marty invited the public into understanding, he invited his students into the conversation.
I grew up in an Italian-American neighborhood. I didn't come from any kind of privileged background at all. And he welcomed me in, and he made me feel like I could play ball with this crowd.
Albanese went on to teach for decades at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and serve as the president of the American Academy of Religion, just a few years after Marty himself held that office.
He taught me to listen to the other person and be generous about the other person and feel some sense of the humanity.
Marty was an ordained Lutheran pastor and for two decades co-taught a course with University of Chicago colleague Clark Gilpin called The Public Church in America. Gilpin says Marty always insisted that books by Dorothy Day and Martin Luther King appear on the syllabus.
These were two different ways of thinking about people whose mission in life was transformation.
For Dorothy Day, an internal change.
In the case of Martin Luther King, if change is going to occur, and it must occur, that change is going to come from the margins.
From the outside, multiple ways of thinking about religion's role in personal and public life. Gilpin says it was a lesson Marty taught time and again, including in his groundbreaking study on fundamentalism.
Difference was not going to result in polarization. For Marty, it was going to result in a dialogue that led each one of us to a better place.
A place Martin Marty once described as a religious bazaar, an abundant market of beliefs and practices that add to the richness of American public life. Jason DeRose, NPR News.